we'll just do it up there. If you're talking about something simple where you throw away a lot of these dimensions, then you can do that right away. If you're talking about something that has all of these different facets that we have here, it won't happen quickly, it won't be easy. There's all sorts of issues about, you know, keeping the equipment safe or else hauling it around.
So then maybe we should try to bring people here.
I think
here.
the first priority should be to try to get people to come here. We're set up for it.
Okay.
The room is really underused.
I thought the free lunch idea was a great idea.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Free lunch is good.
I think we can get people to come here, that, but the issue is you definitely want to make sure that the kind of group that you're getting is the right group so you don't waste a lot of your time and the overhead of bringing people down.
No crunchy food.
Well,
I was thinking lunch after.
Lunch afterwards, right. And they have to do their digits. Or their
yeah, they have to do
dessert.
Their digits so they don't get their food.
Yeah.
I spoke with some people up at Haas Business School who volunteered. Should I pursue that?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
So they decided not to go into speech. So I'm not sure whether they'll still be so willing to volunteer, but I'll send an email and ask.
Tell
them about the free lunch.
Yeah.
And they'll say there's no such thing.
I'd love to get people that are not linguists or engineers.
Right.
Yeah.
Because these are both weird.
Yeah.
We need a wider sampling.
Bleep.
The problem with engineers is
they make funny sounds. The other thing is that we talk about is giving them burn an extra CD ROM.
Yeah.
And give them so if they want basically want an audio record.
I thought he meant give them a music CD like a CD of their speech, and I guess it depends on what audience you're talking to, but you know, I personally would not want to see my meeting, but.
If you're having some planning meeting of some sort, and
that's a good idea.
I think it would just be fun, you know, if nothing else, you know. Yeah.
But it also, I think, builds up towards the goal. We're saying, look, you know, you're going to get this. Isn't that neat? Then you're going to go home with it. It's actually probably going to be pretty useless too.
Yeah.
But you'll appreciate, you know, where it's
right.
useful and where it's useless, and then we're going to move this technology so it'll become useful.
No, I think that's a great idea, actually.
What if you could tell them that you'll give
them
the transcripts when they come back?
Oh, yeah. I mean, anyone can have the transcripts, so.
I have to raise a little easy concern about giving them the CD immediately because of these issues of, you know, this kind of stuff, or maybe, you know.
Good point.
So
that's a very good point.
Can
so
burn
we can,
it after
so we
it's
can
been cleared with the transcript stage.
Right.
And then they get a CD,
right.
but just not the same day.
It should
right.
be the same CD-ROM that we distribute publicly, right?
Right.
Otherwise, they're not allowed
there
to.
There we go. Or like
that's right.
output. So after the transcript screening phase.
Yeah, that's true.
Otherwise,
weeded
we need
out.
Two lawyer statements.
Yeah, that's right. You
yeah.
say, yeah, I got the CD, and Your Honor, I.
That's a good point.
Yeah, so that's, yeah, so let's start with Hans.
Sorry, I have to leave.
That's
I will be here full time next week.
Okay, see you.
Do you want me to do the digits?
Yeah.
All right. See you guys next week.
See ya.
Okay. So let's see. So that was that topic, and then I guess another topic would be where are we in the whole disk resources question?
We are slowly getting to the point where we have enough room to record meetings. So I did a bunch of archiving and still doing a bunch of archiving. I am in the midst of doing the P files from Broadcast News, and it took 11 hours. To copy it, and it'll take another.
Where did you copy it
to? Clone. Well, it's Abbott. It's Abbott, so it just. But it's a lot of data.
It's copying from one place on Abbott to another place on Abbott.
Tape.
Oh,
I did
not. Oh, on the tape.
So I'm archiving it, and then I'm going to delete files. So that will give us 10 gigabytes of free space.
Yeah, the archiving program
will
take a long time.
Yeah, and so one that will be done like in about 2 hours, and so at that point we'll be able to record 5 more meetings. So.
One thing, the good news about that is that once it's archived, it's pretty quick to get back. I mean, the other direction
right.
is fast, but this direction is really slow.
Hmm.
Well, especially because I'm generating a clone also.
Yeah,
so
okay.
That takes a while.
Generating a clone?
Two copies, one off-site, one on-site.
Oh, huh.
Now, what will, is the plan to, so stuff will be saved, it's just that you're relocating it? I mean, so we're going to get more disk space, or did I?
No, these are the P files from Broadcast News, which are regeneratable. Regeneratable,
oh,
if we really need to, but we had a lot of them, and for the full 140-hour sets, and so they were 2 gigabytes per file, and we had